Amen. Take your Bibles this morning and turn to the Gospel of John, the first chapter there, and we'll look at a few verses related to a new series that I'm doing entitled Sharing God's Way. It's good to be back with our church family this morning after being gone for a couple of weeks. I appreciate so much Michael and Rick, both wonderful friends of mine, sharing a message from God's Word. Rick and his family have left Knoxville now and are headed to Thailand in about a month. So let's keep him in our prayers and consider him to be a new ministry partner in Thailand. And Michael, we'll keep you here stateside for a while. So what is God's way of sharing? That's the question that's been on my mind for some time. I introduced the idea a couple of months ago that we consider sharing with another local congregation. And since that time, every conversation has revealed our openness as a church to what God is leading us toward. You see, I believe sharing is God's idea. I admit it's not everywhere in the Bible, but it's there. And I believe it's an important part of who God is. And he asks us to join him in his work of sharing. In the next few weeks, I want to speak about sharing God's way. Next week, I'll speak from Ephesians 4 about how each one of us is invited to play our part, regardless of our age, of our schedules, of our talents, or anything else that might would take away our openness to God. And then I'll speak about a more radical way of sharing the next week, seen in Acts chapter 4, in the life of the early church. But today I want to turn our attention to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Jesus is just beginning his public ministry. People are beginning to see him and to hear his name and to hear his voice. And there's one man in particular whose response to Jesus is noteworthy. So let's take a look at John chapter 1 from verse 35 to verse 42. The next day, John, that is John the Baptist, was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. In turning around, Jesus saw them following, and he asked, "What do you want?" And they said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He replied, "Come and you will see." So they went with him and saw where he was staying. And they spent that day with him. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said that day and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated is Peter. Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearts to your word today. And that, Lord, you would speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Andrew meets Jesus, and Jesus invites him to spend the day with him. What a day that must have been. Andrew's life was changed because of that day. His outlook on life, his devotions, his future. It all changed as Jesus became his focus. The old hymn says, "What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart." That was Andrew. And after that day spent with Jesus, the first thing that Andrew did was to go to his brother Simon and say, "We have found the Messiah." Andrew met Jesus, and the first thing that he did was share Jesus, and he shared him with Simon, his brother. And Peter became perhaps the greatest of all the 12 disciples of Jesus, all because of Andrew's response. He shared Jesus with Peter. Sharing Jesus with someone is the most impactful kind of sharing that we can do as Christ followers. It really is our first order of business. Who is it that I can share Jesus with? For Andrew, the answer to that question was Peter. So I ask you, and I ask myself, who is it for you? And who is it for me? Each of us, each one of us, is invited to share in this. What are all the different ways to share Jesus? Well, it can be like Andrew, a testimony. His testimony to Peter was this: we have found the Messiah. That was Andrew's testimony after spending a day with Jesus. I ask you, what has Jesus done in your life? That is your testimony. Maybe your testimony includes Jesus freeing you from an addiction, or maybe Him cultivating in you a change in attitude, perhaps a more positive outlook to this life and to the future. Or maybe it's a deeper place in your spiritual growth that is your testimony. Maybe it's a change in your priorities or what it is that is most important to you. Those are our testimonies of what Jesus has done to change our lives. Maybe sharing Jesus is not just a spoken testimony. Maybe it is an act of kindness. Maybe it's an act of thoughtfulness, a word of encouragement that someone needed to hear, and the Lord gives that word to you to share. Maybe it's an act of sacrificial love. I was talking to someone yesterday, and we were talking about who is this person, Jesus, and what is so significant about his life? And the words came up, well, maybe it was that Jesus' love is unconditional. And there's no doubt that that is one of the greatest things about Jesus Christ and what we can share about Jesus with others. Another thing that we might talk about is, in addition to unconditional love, is the amazing grace that we experience of God in Jesus Christ. But as I was talking with him, I was describing to him some of the wrestlings or the struggles that I have about how it is that the church in 2024, in this day and time, can have impact in the world. And I said to him, you know, I think that some of it might have to do with the fact that what God is calling us to share with the world is a sacrificial life. That was Jesus' life. That was his way. He was sacrificial. And perhaps Jesus would call us to share him by living our lives in a sacrificial way. Maybe it's loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, as Jesus said. Jesus' people have always been a sharing people. And the first thing is sharing Jesus Christ with those that we know and those that we meet. A few weeks ago, we had a cookout on a Wednesday night, and our front lawn was filled with people from our community, some that we have met before and others that we have not ever met before. And I wonder how it is that perhaps someone that you met that night might need to have Jesus shared with them by you. I'm already praying myself about who it is that Jesus wants me to share with about him. I want to challenge us to begin thinking about this question. Who do I know that I can begin sharing Jesus with? Or maybe another way of asking it is this. Who do I know that I would be willing to share my church experience with? Now, I don't want to equate a church experience with Jesus Christ himself. But the fact of the matter is that as we sit here today, and perhaps even this day, we've experienced Christ. We've heard him in our hearts speak already. And we're having an experience with him that is a blessing to us. And so this question of who it is that I would be willing to share my church experience with is really another way of saying, who is it that I would like to share Jesus with through my church? I've heard Pastor Adam over at Freedom Hope Church say that if your church is a blessing to you, find someone to share it with. Tell someone about it. Let them come with you on a Sunday and worship together with us and begin receiving the blessings that Jesus offers to each one of us here. That's one of the ways I think that we can see participation grow here. By really reaching out to someone and inviting them to worship with you here on Sundays, to receive the same blessings that we receive from Jesus Christ when we're gathered on Sundays. If you're blessed, don't you think they will be too? Recently, I asked the Lord to help me to know what is the work that I can do. The Lord gave me some ideas, not only for me, but I believe also for our church. So I want to share several of those with you today. One of the ideas that I feel like the Lord gave me was the idea of sharing space with Freedom Hope Church that we'll have a chance to hear about and to affirm in a few minutes. Another idea was related to the finances of our church. Now, some people say, I don't like to go to church. Every time I go to church, they talk about money. Well, that's not true. But it is an important part of all of our lives. And the reason that it's important in the church is because it's important about how we steward it and how we handle it. Well, the idea was this. There were several ideas we've seen that we have sought to implement. We've seen more generosity. I want to tell you this, church, that through this period of time, as we've talked about it and prayed about it, we've seen more generosity on the part of our church family. And I think that the Lord deserves a hearty praise for that. Some of our regular givers have increased their gifts, praise the Lord. And some who weren't giving regularly, or maybe they weren't giving at all, are now giving. And that's a tremendous praise. And so we praise the Lord for that idea that is being implemented as we seek to see the Lord's church strengthened. Another way to share Christ is by reaching out to someone that either you would love to have worship with you, or that you know they're looking for a place of worship and would be blessed here at Robertsville. Now, I'll speak honestly here for a minute and say this. One way that you might would say it is someone that might be, hear me out, someone that might be a good fit here. And what I mean by that is this. Robertsville is a different church than it used to be. And we can look around the room and know just by the faces of the people that this is a different church than it used to be. The songs that we sing in praise are different. The instruments that we use to glorify the Lord are different. The way that our church is in the community, I believe, is also different. And there are some folks that might would fit better in the Robertsville that used to be. And so that's what I mean when I say that you may know of some folks, but I think it's important to think about if they're here in worship, will they receive the blessing that the Lord has to offer? And sometimes they may find that blessing somewhere else, in a church where they can worship the Lord and hear from the Lord. And so what I'm suggesting is that that maybe we know of some people who are looking for a place to worship, and in worship they would receive that blessing from the Lord here at Robertsville. I want to tell you, church, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, and basically that phrase is a way of saying that I'm preaching to the people who are pretty much always here. I'm preaching to people and talking to people who, not everybody, but many of you, are really committed to being a part of this church. But I want to tell you, now is the time. Now is the time to really take seriously reaching out and sharing Jesus. Not to put it off. Not to think that it's someone else's work or someone else's job or responsibility. Now is the time to share Jesus with the one that God places on your heart. And so this morning I want to encourage you, pray for them and pray that God provides the right opportunity to extend that invitation to them to join you here in worship. I don't know if there's anything better than worshiping the Lord, sitting side by side with the people that you love, whether that's family or friends. And what would it be like if this place was filled with people worshiping the Lord together with the people that they love? Pray and ask the Lord to provide that right opportunity to extend that invitation. I believe this is an important part of the work that God has for us to do. He'll do His part. But church, let us do our part as well. Amen? Amen. Lord, thank you for this time together, for this story about Andrew, that Lord, when he experienced and met you, the first thing that he did, having spent the whole day with you, the first thing that he did was to go and find Peter and share Jesus with Peter. And so, Lord, would you be laying on our hearts and helping us to know who it is that you want us to reach out to and to share Jesus with. Lord, I want to ask you, I want to say a special prayer. There are some people that do not know you. They do not have a relationship with you, Jesus. And that really the sharing of Jesus that is needed is to share the gospel message. And Lord, we pray for those who are lost that do not know you, that perhaps through our testimony, they would be introduced to Jesus in a way that would bring salvation and new life and transformation to them and to their families, to change their family tree for all eternity. And so, Lord, I pray that you would lead us to those that need to hear about your love and your grace and your forgiveness for them. To that end, Lord, we give ourselves to you today to use us as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen.